I want to read out to you sometime later on at the end of this Sri Aurobindo's description of Napoleon. Napoleon is a vibhuti. Napoleon is even a rakshasa, an egoist par excellence. And yet, when you perceive Napoleon on the stage of the world, leading the armies, marching forward, slaughtering, ruling, commanding, organizing, plotting, all kinds of activities incessantly going on from his brain, if you see these activities, you find, as it were, God himself was striding across the stage of the world. A powerful vibhuti, a special becoming of the divine, carrying the evolution of mankind within a short time from one stage to the other stage. You might say the whole world history was changed because of Napoleon. That is one perception that we gain, and that's a mark of a sage. The sage does not condemn anything. At the same time, he is not blind. He knows the masks. He knows the imperfections of the masks. He knows where is apara prakriti. And yet he knows that through apara prakriti, para prakriti is forcing itself, trying to manifest itself. And the whole movement is towards that harmony in which sovereignty and unity are automatically reconciled. The real perfection is manifested. In a sense, we might say that everything in the world is a vibhuti of the divine. Every one of us is a vibhuti, because there is nothing else of the divine in the whole world. In that sense, we might say even weakness is seen as strength. It is a weakness of the child that impels mother to put all of her force and protective wings around the child. Weakness, therefore, induces so much of power. Outwardly, the child is weak, but it has a tremendous force of impulsion. It imparts in you so much of inspiration to come forward, to put your protection around the child. It is this vision which makes see that the mouse and the lion both are sovereign, not only the lion. What the lion cannot do, the mouse can do, and vice versa. And for the lion caught in a net, mouse is supreme lord, because it is he, the mouse can liberate the lion. So it's a different vision in which you find everything in the world, that which is weak and that which is strong, that which is good and that which is wicked. Not that you become blind and say therefore everything is to be embraced equally. That also. And yet there are differences. Differences because there are degrees of manifestation. This world is a gradual and a slow unfolding. In this slow and gradual unfolding, there are degrees of manifestation. And therefore, wherever you see a great explosion of power, great explosion of quality, great explosion of force, great explosion of property, guna karma.
Not in the negative form.
It can be also negative form.
Hitler, for example.
Oh yes, also you can see everything in the eyes of the divine. Actually, Hitler was lesser Napoleon. There's a beautiful poem written by Sri Aurobindo where he says, dwarf Napoleon. That is Hitler. He's a dwarf Napoleon who tried to become a Napoleon in his mind. But he was a dwarf who was crying and screaming all the time. Not like Napoleon walking with great force and power and confidence.